Last week, the University of Queensland's residential hall, Emmanuel College, released their yearbook. Many were horrified to discover that the students had used shocking language and comments such as, "Consent is nothing," and "I'd rather choke her to sleep than talk her to sleep." This comes only 3 months after the Human Rights Commission released a report that revealed that 51% of the university students were sexually assaulted or harassed in 2016. Despite much coverage and promises to make amends, it appears that not much has changed in regards to attitudes surrounding sexual harassment. UQ has distanced themselves from the comments and says they will be discussing the matter with the college. I spoke to Shana Bremner from advocacy group End Rape on Campus about the matter.
I think it definitely reflects larger issues that we're seeing, not just at the University of Queensland or Emmanuel College, but at universities around the country. This isn't the first sort of thing we've seen like this. It seems to be a bit of a tradition at a lot of colleges around the country, and it's definitely something that needs to change.
Mm-hmm. And so the Australian Human Rights Commission released a report in August that said 51% of Australian students were sexually harassed or assaulted last year. And there was a lot of media coverage around this, and many university leaders apologised. But do you think all this increased awareness has actually changed anything?
It doesn't seem to have changed anything. What we've seen since the release of the report is that universities have sort of hoped that this will go away. We had heard that some universities were relieved that their reports weren't as bad as they thought they were going to be, and they hoped that that would be the end of it.
In the report, there are only 4 universities with sexual assault numbers under 50%. The lowest rate is 39% at Federation Uni in Victoria, which is still a highly significant amount.
It's an appalling thing for them to actually say, but yeah, that's definitely some of the feedback we've been getting from staff at the universities.
Emmanuel College says they cannot comment on the matter as it is subject to an ongoing investigation, but they said in a statement that such content will never be tolerated at Emmanuel College, and we intend to establish who is responsible. Initial investigations into the matter suggest some students did not compose or authorise the attributed quotes in the yearbook. With students now on university break, we anticipate our investigation will take some time. However, rest assured, any student found to be in breach of our code of conduct will face disciplinary action. UQ also declined to comment, but said in a statement they have made student services staff available to talk to any students who are concerned about the incident. So what do you think that universities and residential colleges should be doing to change these attitudes?
There's a lot that they could be doing that they're not doing to change the attitudes that we're seeing. One of the things that we've been really hoping that we would see some action on is reviews of existing policies and procedures. Now, we've seen a little bit of movement in that, and we understand that it will be slow, but we've definitely seen some places, some colleges, some universities themselves who have been really reluctant to admit that they have a problem, despite what the data says. One of the big problems that students that we've worked with have encountered is that when they're reporting these things to their universities and colleges, perpetrators aren't actually facing any disciplinary action whatsoever. So there's no incentive for anybody to report, which means there's no incentive for anybody to change. If you're not facing any repercussions for your actions, you're not likely to stop it anytime soon.
According to the report, students who live at college are far more likely to be sexually assaulted. I asked Shana why this is.
I think there's a number of reasons. I think, you know, colleges are a residential environment. We know that people are most likely to be sexually assaulted in a residential environment, and they're most likely to be sexually assaulted by someone they know. So when you combine those factors with the sort of situation that you've got living at a residential college, it does increase your chances. I also think that colleges have been really excellent at closing ranks whenever they've been caught out in one of these scandals.
I would say that people who wrote this yearbook would probably defend themselves by saying, like, it was a joke. What do you think about that?
We've definitely heard that it was a joke, that we weren't being serious. There's absolutely nothing funny about rape. There's nothing funny about violence against women. And I would ask them to explain to me exactly where the humour is in that. Explain to me why it's funny that somebody who has been raped is more likely to suffer PTSD than somebody who has served in a war. I just don't understand where the humour is.
Shana has some advice for students who have been assaulted, harassed or feel unsafe.
We definitely have a number of measures in place for students. We know that it's hard for them to speak up. We know that it's hard for them to report it to the university, to the college, to anybody. But unfortunately, we won't get a lot of change unless people do start to speak up. So even if you're a friend or a bystander and you know that this has happened to somebody, say something. Our organisation supports students who have been sexually assaulted within a university setting. We assist them to do things like file a report with their university, or when there is no mechanism for filing a report with their university, we'll help them to file complaints with government agencies like State Ombudsman and the Tertiary Education Quality and Standards Agency. We're also lobbying, I guess, and advocating for improved policies at state, university and federal levels, because we think that everybody deserves an education free from sexual violence. They can check out our website and get in touch. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, so if anybody does ever find themselves in a position where they need some support, definitely get in touch with us and we'll do what we can.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you for covering this, though. Something that's, you know, the media interest kind of died off after the report, and it's just great to see that people are still paying attention.
This is Ebony Wilson, reporting for Brisbane Line.